Following Japan's declaration of war on the United States, Hawaii has been under two air attacks today. More than 10 persons were wounded when enemy planes machine gunned a town near Honolulu, according to a Reuters dispatch. And General Douglas MacArthur has ordered all women and children in Manila to evacuate the seacoast and move to areas inland. The Dutch East Indies has just declared war on Japan, and Costa Rica in South America has also declared war. Keep tuned to this station for further developments.
Sanctum Mystery, brought to you by the makers of Carter's Little Liberty, the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Good evening, friends. This is Raymond, your host, welcoming you again to the Inner Sanctum. Come in, won't you? Why am I smiling? Oh, but I always smile when I open the creaking door on Sunday night. You see, each week when I say good evening, I think to myself, and good evening for what? And of course, there's only one answer to that question. A good evening for murder.
Tonight, the Inner Sanctum Mystery brings you The Island of Death, an original radio mystery drama written by Robert Newman. And presented for your entertainment by the makers of Carter's Little Liberty. Friends, a pleasant disposition shouldn't be just a once-in-a-while affair. It ought to be a regular thing. See if you can't make it regular by encouraging regularity with Carter's Little Liberty. Let them wake up the flow of one of your most vital digestive juices and prove to yourself that Carter's Little Liberties are the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Now I think we're ready to begin. Ready to begin as strange and terrible a tale has ever turned a man's hair gray overnight. A tale of voodoo, conjuring, black magic. Oh, now you're smiling. You don't believe in voodoo, huh? Good. Now turn down the light, pull your chair up close, and listen to the story of the Island of Death. Come with me to the Dark Island, the secret magic island, Tahiti. It is night. A fierce tropical storm is raging. The car drives slowly down the road with a cane field on one side of it, a jungle on the other.
Now we play.
Oh, I don't know.
Blast Brandon. Why did he let us go off alone? How are we going to get back there?
But he told us not to go off alone, John. John, look.
Where?
Ahead there. An old lady walking up the road. Oh, maybe he can...
Yeah. Hey, are you? Hey!
Well, what's the matter with him? Is he dead?
Well, you keep blowing the horn while I put my coat on and go after him, Muriel.
Oh, I see. Look, there's something wrong with it.
Hey.
It doesn't work.
Well, it was working just a minute ago. Now, what's the name of...
Something, monsieur.
Oh, so you did hear me. Why didn't you come when I call you?
I am not in the habit of coming when I'm called that way, monsieur. Besides, though I am an old man, my ears are very sensitive. The noise of your horn pained me. That's why I stopped it.
You stopped it? Why, you? Well, okay. We're looking for the fan station in St. Jack. Are we on the right road?
You are on the right road for many things, Mr. Cole.
Hey, how did you know my name?
It was cold, you.
Oh. Well, how do we get there?
If you go down this road 1 mile, you see it on the right. When you get there, well, perhaps we will meet again.
If we do, I'll... Hey, where did he go to?
I don't know. He just disappeared.
Step back off the road to the jungle. Well, at least we know where we are now.
Yes. John.
Hey.
Do you suppose he was a papa lawyer, a witch doctor?
What on earth makes you think that?
I don't know. The way he looks and talks. And after all, The horn did stop working. Things even more difficult than they are already.
Would it make things any easier if I pretended that we were just old friends? It didn't matter to me that you married him instead of me.
No, Oliver, I guess not.
I'm sorry, Earl. I shouldn't say that.
Hello, Alan. Order me a drink, will you?
Sure. Yeah, thanks
for the smoke. Yes, Mr. Bradley.
How was it? Did you find out what was wrong with the home?
Yeah, one of the wires had come loose. Not an old native on the road, and Muriel's convinced that he was a witch doctor.
But it's just that he was so strange, and so, even though I know there are no such things...
What we know or believe isn't terribly important. What is important is what the natives believe. They don't like being laughed at.
You mean they really still believe in voodoo, stuff like that?
Well, yeah.
Pierre, do you believe in voodoo?
But not really, monsieur.
Oh, this is funny. This is really funny.
Hey, what's that?
The drum. Nothing, monsieur. Just the steel hands doing the Congo.
No. Well, they can't have done a hard day's work if they've got enough energy to dance at night. I think maybe I'll go down there.
Oh, no, monsieur. No.
What do you mean I must not?
I am sorry, monsieur. I just missed. Well... If you are interested in voodoo conjuring, perhaps I can show you some.
You care?
Oh, I am no papalois, Monsieur Bando. I have some skill with the knuckle bone. Tell it for me. A little monsieur coat would like.
No, why not? Go ahead, Pierre.
Very well, monsieur. There. An arrow 9 times. That means unhappiness.
For whom?
I see a city far away from here. I see two men, both in love with the same woman.
Yeah, easy, Alan. Let him finish. Come on, yeah.
One of the men is rich, powerful. The other is not. The one who is rich has his rival sent away. And in his absence, marries the girl. He knows he is making a mistake.
Oh, if he does, Jesse, why, you ain't a man.
John,
stop. You coat, how dare you hit him for 2 cents, I...
All right, Mr. Bender. He did not hurt me.
No? Well, I haven't even started yet. Chopper.
What's the second coat?
Oh, Brandon. I had a hunch you weren't getting as much as you could out of the native. That you were too soft with him. Now I know it. You're fired, too.
John, so that's how you insisted I come down with you.
Of course. Don't you think I know that you're still in love with him?
Okay, Coach, you asked for it.
No, no, you're not, Alan.
I've got a gun here. Now, you stay where you are. I'm going down the field and
really show them who's boss.
Oh, Alan.
I'm all right, Alan. Being fired doesn't bother me. The other thing. Is it true?
That it's really you are love. Maybe
it's fine. Excuse me, but I think you should know. The drum, it is not the drum of Congo. It is the service vessel. The Marron is down with the drum.
What?
Who is the Marron?
He is the most famous foot doctor on the island. Not maybe a swine, but he's only the king. This is Muriel. You stay here with Pierre. I'm going after John.
Now, turn the steps.
What do you want, Al?
You've got to get out of here right away.
That's exactly what I've been looking for. The place where they hold their spookaroo.
Listen, John, I never did like you much, and I didn't really care what happened to you. But the white-haired lady that brought me in here, you know who he is?
Sure. Oh, I met on the road earlier this evening.
He happens to be Cimarron, the most powerful Papaloy in Haiti.
Yeah? Well, when I get finished with him, he won't show his face around this plantation again in a hurry. But...
Alan! Oh. Alan! We are ready to receive. That man, I warn you, Milanengo himself can see here. And there is no telling what ship he will take.
Never mind the warning. Go ahead.
Very well. Happy, come back. The drum. Yankabum, and night and by day, through the four seasons, as the green things go, watch over us, O ye that and bless us.
Look, she's raising her hand. She's blessing us.
And now, the image, the ghost without horn, take it in your hand, ye that. Breathe your spirit into it.
Look, an image. She's picking it up. Putting it to her lips. Ah, you black devil, I'll speak to you. You idiot, put it down.
But I shut her down before I killed him.
Probably killed not only him, but Muriel, too. Look.
Yeah, she's just fainted.
Let's get her out of here. Back to the house now, quick. Inside here. Put her on the couch.
She's still unconscious. Pulse is pretty weak.
Here, some brandy, hurry.
Yes,
Monsieur. Why did they let us go like that? Not even try and stop us. All of them just sitting there. Hey, I don't know, but I'd have been happier.
Here you are, Monsieur.
What happened to Madame?
That blasted witch doctor came around some kind of a ceremony with a goat.
He's blessing the goat without horns.
He must have hypnotized her or something like that. But he won't try any more of his voodoo tricks on her or anybody else. I killed him.
Killed him. Killed him at home.
Yeah, hold her head, Brandy, while I give her some of this brandy. All right.
Brandy. I am afraid that will not help you, too. You do not give brandy to someone who is dead.
Dead? What are you talking about?
Her heart is still beating, yes. But she is not really alive. You see, her soul left her body when Timaron called to her. When you killed him, it could not find its way back. It is out there. So, now, wandering around, lost in the night.
Why, look, John, haven't you done enough harm already?
Well, we've got to get a doctor for her. Right away.
Yes, monsieur. But if her soul does not find its way back soon, it will never come back. But there is no white doctor that can help her.
Will you shut up? Where's the nearest one, Alan?
Up the coast, yeah, about 9 miles up the road. I'll tell you the way.
All right, well, come on. You stay here and watch us, yeah? And if anything happens to her...
Yes, monsieur. I will stay.
Are you coming, John? Hurry up.
Yes, all right.
Oh, John, wandering around somewhere tonight. He's fainted, that's all. Maybe it's a fever and she's out of her head.
Well, which way?
Go this way, it's that way there.
You mean through the jungle?
But it's dark. We won't be able to see you.
Listen, Colt. You may not know it, you may not care, but Muriel's life is in danger. I'm not sure a doctor can help her, but I'm going to get one if I have to crawl on my hands and knees. Alan. Wait. How much further?
How are we going to have to go?
I don't know. Can't be much further.
Yeah. That's what you've been saying to the last tower. We're lost. That's what we are. Lost somewhere here in the jungle. Perfect.
Yeah. And I don't care what you do, but I've had enough of this. I'm going that way.
Oh, no, no, wait. Come here. Don't you realize that... Oh, oh.
Alan, look. Huh. A fire. Fire. Around the jungle. Hey. It's a village.
Oh, close. Not a village. See? The native quarter of the plantation.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean, we've been walking in a circle and we're back where we started from.
Why? That is impossible.
No, it is not impossible. It is true.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I knew this is where you would end up, so I came down here to wait for you.
It's a trick, that's what it is. You did this, the two of you.
No, monsieur. It was not us. It was he, the Maroon.
But he's dead.
Yes, he's dead. But come over here.
The Maroon. Lying in his bed.
Yes, he is. And there in his right hand, an egg. It is the fat cat conjure. Francisco, your life is in that egg. And as long as he holds it, you can never leave here.
Never leave, I've got to. I can't stand anymore. Ever since I shot him, those drums in the jungle surrounding us, waiting. Now listen, yeah. I don't care what it costs. I don't even care about Muriel. But I gotta get away from here.
Oh, but that is very easy, monsieur. The egg. If you will take the egg from Timaton's finger, smash it, you will be able to go.
I did. But that means that I'd have to touch him. All right. I'll do it. Hey. He's holding it so tightly, it's almost as if... There. Ah. Here it is.
Drop it. Break it.
There. Now, can I go?
In just a moment, monsieur.
But you said that
yes, monsieur. But I would not advise you to move at just this moment. Turn around.
Snake! Footman. That is Snake, there is.
Not just a footman. It is Zambala. Look well at his face, O Zambala. Look well so you will know it again.
That's for you, Zambala. I've had enough of this. Now I'm getting out of here and I'm taking your ear with me. Start walking both of you. Back to the house.
Shouldn't be moved now,
so you do as I say.
Perhaps you had better come to me.
All right. Yeah, just a second.
Yes, monsieur.
I'm not seeing this as a friend. Isn't there anything that can be done? Any way she can be saved? You see, I love her.
I know, monsieur. But you know what is written. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. A life for a life.
Tomorrow, but she didn't have anything to do with that.
No. That is why I think she will recall. Now that what has to be done has been done.
You're
all right.
Yes, Albert. I just feel terribly tired and weak. Is it... What happened?
You don't remember?
Well, the last thing I remember was John going down to the native quarter and you going after him. Where is John?
He's outside getting the car. She'd never have talked about him. He's going to take you away.
But then... Well, oh, no.
After all, he is a husband.
I don't care. I hate him.
Madame was not alone in hating him. And, well, I do not think you need worry about him anymore.
What did you mean?
Somehow, I have the feeling that...
Hey, Daniel. We'll go. Come on, here. There's his father. Where is he? There he is.
Yes, monsieur.
John, what happened? What? But lost and dead.
Yes.
What killed him?
Look there, monsieur. Crawling in back into the jungle.
A bush, lad. The same one that
attempt to the same one. He shot it.
Perhaps this is the mate of the one he shot.
There's only one way the set could have been. If it was in the car, how could it get there?
Yeah. You.
You did.
I? No, monsieur. The egg is in my own hand. The egg with his life in it. Have you forgotten that he broke that himself? How do you believe in voodoo? You don't. Oh, now. Come here. Come here a little closer. I'll whisper something in your ear. Neither do I.
And let me whisper this in your ear, folks. There are just 15 shopping days until Christmas. Full of rush, hurry, and crowd. About all you can do is face things armed with a good disposition. So don't let irregularity get you down. Get after that logy, cross, irritable feeling with Carter's Little Liver Pills. Let them wake up the flow of one of your most important digestive systems and help turn those 15 shopping days into 15 shopping days full of the glory, glad to be alive feeling that goes with regularity. Remember the name, Carter's Little Pills. Yes, and remember this too. Christmas comes but once a year. But year up, Carter's Little Liver Pills can be the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Well, this is Raymond Johost again, getting ready to close that keeping door to the inner sanctum until the same time next week. Don't forget, there's safety in numbers, so be sure to have all your friends listen with you. Remember, all names of characters used on the Inner Sanctum Mystery broadcast are entirely fictitious. Now, if you should happen to get into an argument with anyone about whether the dead come back from the grave, about goats without horns, black magic, and conjuring, whatnot, remember the old saying, voodoo and to others. You would have them voodoo. Have you read this month's Inner Sanctum Mystery novel, Trial by Fury, by Craig Wright? It's on sale at your favorite bookstore. Good night. Good dream.
Listeners, be on guard. Don't let it sneak up on you like a thief in the night. What is it? Listen to this report from the Harris home. As Mrs. Harris says to her maid,
Hannah, I'll never give another party. I'm going straight to bed.
Oh, before dinner, ma'am.
I'm exhausted. All those chatty, noisy women depress me so.
I wouldn't be too quick to blame the guests, ma'am. You've been kind of edgy and cross all week. Not like yourself at all.
You're right, Hannah. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know how it is. And when I get you feeling that way, I know it's time to try Carter's Little Liver Pills.
Right. And when you don't feel good, try Carter's Little Pills. They do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. For they are simple pills made of vegetable drugs. They wake up the flow of one of our most vital digestive juices. Then this vital juice flows at the rate of 2 pints a day. It helps to digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then most folks feel like happy days are here again. But be sure you get the genuine Carter's Little Pills. 25 cents at all those stores.
This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.